DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelsenpil in Bonn. Protests in Egypt have continued throughout the night, following a mass anti-government rally that brought millions to the streets. Hundreds of thousands of people descended on Cairo's Tahrir Square on Sunday, calling for the resignation of President Mohamed Morsi. It was the largest show of discontent since the fall of former dictator Hosni Mubarak in 2011. A similar number took part in protests in Egypt's second city, Alexandria. At least five people have been reported to have died in clashes. At least one was killed at the Cairo headquarters of the ruling Muslim Brotherhood after dozens attacked it with petrol bombs and rocks, at one point setting it alight. Morsi supporters, meanwhile, staged a counter-rally in the Cairo suburb of Nasir City. Morsi's opponents accuse him of consolidating power and failing to address the nation's economic and social problems. Croatia has officially joined the European Union. Tens of thousands of people were gathered in the capital Zagreb at the stroke of midnight on Sunday as the country became the bloc's 28th member. In a ceremony attended by more than 100 European dignitaries, the nation's president, Ivo Josipovic, hailed the move as a milestone in Croatia's troubled history.
We look to Europe as a new opportunity to achieve new democratic, political, cultural, and all other kinds of progress. I'm raising this glass for the Europe of the future, a Europe of peace and prosperity.
Croatia's accession comes just 2 decades after it won independence in a war that claimed some 20,000 lives. It's just the second former Yugoslav state to join the European Union, after Slovenia was awarded membership in 2004. It's also the first new EU state since 2007. But for many observers, celebrations were dampened by economic concerns. Croatia is in the grips of a recession, and while the EU remains consumed by the Eurozone debt crisis, many in Croatia fear that membership will make little difference to financial woes at home. The European Union has reacted with anger over claims that the US National Security Agency spied on EU offices. Speaking on Sunday, EU High Representative Catherine Ashton said the EU had demanded an immediate explanation of allegations which were published in German news magazine Der Spiegel on Saturday. According to the report, the NSA bugged EU offices and gained access to internal computer systems in New York, Washington and Brussels. In a subsequent report, Spiegel said Germany had been targeted by the US spy operation more than any other EU country. It said that 500 million forms of communication were monitored in Germany every month. Spiegel cited documents leaked by US whistleblower and former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. He remains holed up in a transit center at Moscow Airport and is seeking asylum in Ecuador. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. US President Barack Obama is due to arrive in Tanzania on Monday for the final leg of his three-stop Africa tour. He's scheduled to hold talks with the Tanzanian president in a visit focused on expanding US-Africa trade ties. He spent the weekend in South Africa, where he paid tribute to the nation's ailing former president, Nelson Mandela. The 94-year-old anti-apartheid leader remains in a critical condition after being admitted to hospital 3 weeks ago. Addressing an audience at the University of Cape Town on Sunday, Obama hailed Mandela's legacy while calling on young people to push ahead with progress on the continent.
There's no question that Africa's on the move, but it's not moving fast enough for the child still languishing in poverty in forgotten townships. It's not moving fast enough for the protester who's beaten in Harare or the woman who's raped in eastern Congo.
At least 19 firefighters have been killed in the U.S. state of Arizona. According to the Arizona State Forestry Division, the firefighters died while battling a wildfire on Sunday afternoon. The blaze at Yarnell Hill, north of the city of Phoenix, broke out on Friday after the area reported record temperatures. Turning to soccer news now, Brazil have stormed to victory in the Confederations Cup final. The hosts thrashed Spain 3-0 after putting in a dominating performance. It's the third time in a row that Brazil's taken home the cup after wins in Argentina and the United States in 2005 and 2009. Charlotte Chelsenpil, Deutsche Welle News.